Hello, hello, it's me, Jo Norton. Yes, I am talking to you from the bathtub, my favourite place to be, where I am most in flow. So why not hop in and join me? The water's warm, the bubbles are high, and we are tapping in to mind, body, and soul. Oh, hang on, just a quick caution. There's likely to be swearing. That's just what happens when I'm excited and in the flow. So if you've got sensitive ears, you might want to scroll on by. See you in the tub. We are jumping straight in today because the message has come through loud and clear. As I was stepping into the bath, into the water, as I felt that beautiful water, the warmth, the deliciousness of it hit my toes and then my feet and my ankles and my legs, and I sat down in it, I felt this overwhelmingly beautiful feeling of love. Flow through me, flow around me, flow as me. And I knew that the message was to talk about love. And so that's what we're going to do. So let's see where the flow takes us. The first thing that's coming through is that love is a really interesting topic to talk about, almost because it has been talked about so much, because it is something we all think that we know, understand, feel, have experienced, so much. And also because it's also one of the things that we often feel we don't experience enough, or in the way we maybe think we should experience, or it's one of the things that sometimes eludes us, or it's one of the things that sometimes confuses us, or it's like equally the most amazing, powerful energy that's absolutely everywhere. And it also sometimes feels like it is one of the things that as human beings we can struggle with, particularly when we talk about loving ourselves, right? It's one of the things that we often feel like, is that something that I can say about myself? Is that something that I truly feel? What does that even mean? And the interesting thing about love for me is that it's not all it's cracked up to be. What the fuck do you mean by that, Jo? Love is not necessarily what we have been conditioned to believe it is. And I'm not saying this on my high horse, saying I know what love is and you don't. You know, I'm always coming from a place of standing side by side with you in the truth of our soul, the truth of that beautiful, powerful collective consciousness that flows through all of us. But at the same time, I want you to listen to what I'm talking about and see whether it resonates. Because resonance, that kind of deep feeling inside that goes, oh, this feels like truth, even though it might not make sense to my logical mind, even though it might not be what I've been thinking and believing all this time from my human perspective, this just deeply resonates. I have a deep knowing inside myself that this is the truth of how things are. So I want you to see if you can just be open to listening to my perspective on love. But again, it's not necessarily my kind of egoic human perspective on love. It's what my soul deeply knows. My soul deeply knows to be true when I tap into that place. And that is that, as it just said, love's not all it's cracked up to be. Love isn't necessarily what we've seen it to be, what we've been told it is, particularly from things like, you know, all the literature of love in terms of an actual love relationship, a romance, all the rom-coms, all the, you know, all of those sorts of things, right? That actually are depicting not love. As wonderful as it can like feel to read those things and watch those things and hear those stories, we get pulled in because it's not actually the energy of love that's being talked about most of the time. It is what we would call attachment. And there's a massive difference between love and attachment. And there's also, in some ways, they feel so close together, it's hard to pull them apart. So I suppose that's what I'm being guided to right now in the flow, in the bathtub. I am being guided to talk about the difference between love and attachment. And I want you to open up to noticing where potentially these different energies are playing out in your life. I'd invite you to take even just a moment as I'm talking about it to do that. So, love versus attachment. We kind of talked that love is this giddy, high vibe, like whooping and hollering and doing a big dance and excitement and passion and this real overwhelming, you know, I can't eat, I can't sleep sort of feeling. And as much as that sounds like an exciting thing to believe, as much as that sounds like, yeah, shit, that sounds like, you know, something massive is happening, so this must be love. Fundamentally, that's not truly love that's happening there. And I'm not saying love can't also be within that, but those experiences are not the experience of pure love. They sometimes can be what kick off the us being able to transition into pure love, but that is not actually the love phase itself. That is the phase of attachment. It is the idea that we need someone or something else, and we therefore attach to that thing. We believe that that thing means something about us, or that person means something about us. We believe that without them, there is a problem, or without that thing, there is a problem. And so we cling on tightly, and we get the emotional roller coaster that comes with believing that fundamentally we're not enough and not whole without that thing or without that person. That really is the energy of attachment. It's the energy that so many romantic relationships are actually built on. And because we've been conditioned to believe that's what love is, then we call it love and we step forward in relationships with it as if it is love. And what it actually is the energy of attachment. And attachment sounds to some, if you've kind of, it's the first time you've really thought about it in this way, attachment sounds like, oh, well, that's a great thing too, right? Like being attached to something is a really great thing. Is that not the same as love? Fundamentally, if you hear what I'm saying about it, it is not the same energy as love. It is actually the opposite of love. It is believing I need someone or something because I am not whole. And how can that be pure love? How can that be pure love? It is this idea of Jerry Maguire, right? The film Jerry Maguire has a lot to fucking answer for. The moment where I think, are they in a lift or something? And there's the someone says, I don't think it's even the characters, Jerry Maguire and I want to call her Bridget Jones. She obviously wasn't Bridget Jones in that. But the female in it, it wasn't even them, I think, saying it to each other, but someone said to their romantic partner, "You complete me." And it seemed like the most fucking romantic thing in the world, right? You complete me. Wow. How amazing that, like, you found this person that completes you. Like, you are a jigsaw puzzle that you've been, like, missing half of yourself, or you are broken in some way, and this person swoops in and fixes you and rescues you. Bullshit. Absolute bullshit, right? When we believe that we need someone or something else to fix us, to find us, to sort us, to rescue us, we are going down that path of believing in a paradigm, in a program, in something that totally doesn't serve us and isn't true at all. We are already whole. We are already found. We are already completely okay and whole and complete. And we don't need anyone else to do that. And when we can stand in that energy next to someone and say, I am whole. You are whole. I don't need you. You don't need me. Then you are truly standing side by side and you can choose each other. And that is where suddenly from that place, you have stepped up in your own personal power. You stepped up in your own autonomy. You stepped up as the deliberate creator of your whole life. And you know that no matter what happens with this other person, if we're talking about love between two people, whatever happens with this other person, nothing that they do or say or don't do or don't say can actually fully hurt you. Can those things potentially cause pain to us? Yeah, of course, because we're meant to experience pain. We're meant to experience pain. Pain, both, well, all physical, emotional, mental, we're meant to experience pain because pain is simply a signpost. It's actually a very neutral thing. The thing that we don't have to experience, the thing that we then choose often to take on after that is the suffering. We start to attach to, and that's where attachment comes in again. We start to attach to this pain. We start to believe the pain. We believe we are the pain. We believe that we shouldn't have this pain. We believe there's a problem with it. That is when we start to suffer. And so when we can stand side by side in pure love with another person or another thing, and in a moment, everything in me is just telling me to then go in the direction of talking about love in terms of things as well as people. So hang on, inner wisdom that's flowing through me, wanting me to go there. Let me just finish and round up what I'm talking about with people before I do that. When we can stand side by side with someone, not needing them, not being attached to them, not being with them because when we're with them, they make us giddy and excited and high vibe and dancing and whooping and hollering. And when they're not with us, we don't feel that. Or when they do something that might trigger some pain in us, we then go into a place of suffering and we cling on to that person or push that person away. And what ends up happening is that we create what the ego mind, bless it, only to try and protect us, remember. But what the ego mind tries to get us to do is to be above or below, in front or behind. The ego mind will never allow us to be side by side because it thinks that if we're side by side, we will be hurt in some way. There's more chance of us being hurt. And so we end up like having this either putting them on a pedestal if it's a relationship with someone else, or we feel like we're on the pedestal and kind of we're teaching them the stuff, or we flip between both of those positions. That when you hear it, you know, that's not pure love. That's not pure true love, right? That is attachment. And that is what a lot of our relationships are built on. And if you're listening to this now and going, oh my God, shit. Yeah, that's my relationship. That's my relationship with my husband, my wife, my partner, my, you know, whomever. That's my relationship with my mother, my father, my children, my friends. I want you just simply to be able to notice that for a moment and notice that then your ego mind is going to want to come in and judge you for that and like start to tell you, oh no, shit, you're doing it wrong in some way. That's bullshit too. Attachment is a part of our humanness. We are meant to experience attachment so that we understand the contrast. We are supposed to experience misalignment and things that don't feel aligned so we can understand that the contrast of that feels different. So what's the energy of pure love? What is the energy of pure love? Well, the interesting thing about that, which is I think where my kind of inner wisdom bringing me that phrase, it's not all it's cracked up to be, comes from, is that the energy of love isn't actually this high vibe, giddy feeling that we've been taught it is. The energy of love is actually quite a neutral energy. The energy of love is actually one that feels actually quite detached from everything and from what's going on, which kind of sounds like, what? Hang on, like, should I be detached from the people I love? Well, Maybe, maybe not. But I'm going to say yes. In lots of ways, there is so much power in being detached from those we love, because I'm not talking about disconnection. Attachment is not the same as connection. Detachment is not the same as disconnection. They're both the opposite. Actually, attachment is what stops us having connection, pure love. And detachment is what actually can bring us that beautiful feeling of connection and of love. And so when we can detach from the need for someone else, when we can detach from making everything that they do and say and everything that happens between us mean something about our own worth, when we can detach from that, we can kind of just stand here or sit here in our own wholeness with this beautiful kind of calm water feeling. This beautiful calm water feeling. And that actually is the energy of love. Love is the neutralizing energy. It's why it is probably the most powerful energy that we can ever get into, the most powerful energy and vibration we can ever embrace, utilize, maximize in our lives, because it is not this real high vibe, like dancing on rainbows place where it actually takes some work sometimes to get there. And we kind of know we're not meant to live there all the time. I'm not meant to live in this real high vibe, whooping, hollering excitement all the time. Love is an energy we can live in all the time because it is a neutralizing one. If we kind of feel into the energy centers in our body, going all the way from the lowest vibration, that doesn't mean bad. We're not talking low and high and good and bad at all, just in terms of it's the slowest vibration. It's the one that's the kind of within our body. It is lower down in our body, that root energy in our body. And then we come all the way up into that highest vibe crown, a kind of energy in our body where we're connected directly to source, to the divine, to consciousness itself, purely to like being the soul. The heart is right in the middle. The energy of the heart and of love is the center. It is right in the middle of all of that. Because it is the neutralizing energy. It is the one that is calm waters. And so being able to embrace this beautiful, calm, neutralizing energy then allows us to get into some high vibe, like beautiful expression and intuition and connectedness with someone else. And also allows us to dance around and play about with those energies of pleasure and of desire and of our humanness. But it allows us to do that from a centered place. It doesn't simply rely on us being with someone else or experiencing a relationship with someone else based out of our fear of not having them, based out of our a feeling of lack of safety, of lack of security. It's a really beautiful neutralizing energy. And so I want you just for a moment to feel that energy, to feel that calm contentment, that energy of pure love, that calm water. And I want you just to feel into that energy that you have for people in your life, and even the people who you don't even know. Just now feel into how you can feel that energy for everyone. For everyone and for everything. And then when we talk about everything, we recognize that this energy of attachment versus love actually is playing out, not just in our relationships. I'm not just talking about love in relationships. I'm talking about love for everything and the attachment we can have to things like money, where we're trying to cling on to it and we're putting it up on a pedestal, thinking it's something I need and there's something wrong if I don't have it. Or we're putting it below us and we're saying, like, you know, I don't want you. You're a bad thing. You're the root of all evil, or whatever else comes up, right? Our attachment to things like money, our attachment to things like our businesses, if we have a business, or our jobs, or our home, or whatever else it is, just recognizing that the energy of attachment actually is an energy that kind of feeds off the idea that we are not whole as we are. And I want you just to notice for a moment that bringing in the energy of pure love, that neutralizing energy, not only is a powerful thing for us to do in our relationships, but it's a powerful thing for us to do in relation to everything in our lives. And so for a moment, let's just really fucking feel it. Let's just really fucking feel it. Put your hand over your heart, right? The heart is the place where our minds have kind of told us, like, we say that this is where love resides. And of course, you know, it's true and not true all at the same time. It resides in all of us. We are love. We are pure love. But by using a place where the mind tends to think about the idea of love, the heart, it can be then useful for the mind to get on board as well. So put your hands over your heart and just take a few deep breaths. Just take a few deep breaths in and out. And just notice for a moment, as your shoulders lower, as your chest opens, maybe you might have to physically open it yourself, put your shoulders back and lower them. As you sit up just a little bit more, just notice that energy of love radiating out from this heart center. Notice the energy of love as pure light, just radiating out. And it's not a massive, high vibe, crazy, excited feeling. It might give you the tingles. It certainly does me, but they're tingles of wholeness. They're tingles of a beautiful kind of calm contentment. They're tingles of light just radiating out for you, for yourself, and then out to others and out to all of the things, all of the tangible things and all of the kind of the abstract things you believe you have in your life or believe you don't have in your life but would want. Just feel the energy of pure love radiating out and around and mingling around those things. And just notice that it's that pure energy of love radiating out that allows the attachment to start to release itself, that allows those cords and those threads that feel like they're attaching you to needing someone or something, oh, they just start to melt away, to dissolve, to fall away. That's the energy of love. That's the energy that I would invite you for the next few seconds, minutes, hours, days, weeks, months, years, or maybe just for the rest of your life to consciously, on purpose, call in every fucking day, as often as possible, just to sit in that energy of pure love and to open your heart out, to shine that love, that light out to everyone and everything. That's the energy of love. And that is what is going to release the attachment that can keep us feeling stuck and tied, and just to open us up to something, oh, more beautiful, more freeing, more powerful, and fundamentally so much more fucking true.
I'm so happy you joined me for a spiritual soaking. I don't know about you, but I am pruning up quite nicely here, so it's probably time to hop out. Make sure to hit the likes and subscribes and all that jazz, and I'll see you again soon for our next Tub Talks.